Guess what time it is? It's Spritz O'Clock. Welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast with me, Reeves Lee. It is officially spring. Spring has sprung, and I'm super excited to be back this week with a spring specific episode for you guys. I don't know what is in the air, but my overall mood is so much better now that the weather's nice out and it's pretty. I can sit outside and the weather's nice. Like, just the vibes are overall so much better with it being spring. And I'm just like super happy. I'm in a great mood. To be totally transparent with you guys, I haven't posted an episode in a few weeks. Honestly, like, I just want to be totally honest. I've been feeling kind of like I'm lacking in the creativity department, and I don't know what it is. Not that I've been in a rut, but like in a rut creatively, I guess. So I've kind of reframed. I think the weather and it being spring has helped so very much. So I'm feeling refreshed, feeling excited about all the new ideas I have for the podcast. As always, I always want to record things that you guys enjoy hearing and everything. So if y'all have any ideas, always DM me. Y'all know I love DMs, but always DM me and let me know what y'all think I should record. But anyways, okay. I did a solo episode all about like the fall things that I'm wearing, doing, and loving. And you guys love that episode. It's one of my top episodes for Spritz O'Clock. So I thought I would do it for spring and just kind of like let y'all know what I'm wearing, like trends, what I'm investing in, what I'm doing, like things I want to do during the spring and everything that I'm loving. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Of course, we cannot forget the ins and outs. So my in for the week is happy hours. I feel like we have lost, I don't know if this is just me because I don't have like an in-office, in-person job, but I feel like we don't have as many happy hours anymore, at least like during the week. So this summer and spring, I'm trying to bring back the art of the happy hour. And I feel like if I do a happy hour, then I won't just like overdo it when I go out on Friday nights. I'll just like, you know, be chill, sweet girl on Friday night. Because I don't really drink during the week, or I try not to really drink during the week. And I don't know, I feel like come Friday, I'm just like so excited for the night. I just like take it too far. So that's where the art of the happy hour comes into play. I feel like happy hour is like the perfect way for you to like meet someone for the first time. So whether you're like meeting a guy or meeting a new girlfriend, for drinks, like it's just super casual. It doesn't last too long. Like you're not tied down to a, like a full dinner with them, but like you can get happy hour with them and it's just like cutesy and fun. And there's so many places in Dallas that do really great happy hours. And yeah, I just feel like I need to be going to happy hour, bringing my dog, like sitting on a patio, enjoying the nice spring weather before the blazing hot Texas summer begins. My out this week is definitely something that I have always said is truly the worst part of adulthood. I've actually talked about it on the podcast before, but feeding yourself is so out. And let me go, I love food. Like if y'all know me, love food, such a foodie, but like actually feeding myself, I feel like I'm just dead by the end of the day. So the last thing I want to do is just figure out what's going to go into my mouth. I don't want to spend money on going out to eat every day. I feel gross if I eat out all the time. But also, I don't want to go into my kitchen and like whip up this big meal that is going to take so much time. Like I'm tired at the end of the day. So yeah, the worst part of adulthood easily is trying to feed yourself. I wish I had really appreciated the food on the table after school more in high school. Like I would complain so much and try to like go out to dinner with my friends. But now that I'm an adult and have to provide for myself, I'm really wishing that I was still at my parents' house and eating dinner there. And yeah, I actually like wish my parents lived in Dallas because I think if they did, I would go home for dinner every single night. And I could save a lot of money that way. It would just be so nice. But anyways, yeah. feeding yourself is out, and I stand by that. Okay, so let's get into the episode. So I'm going to start with what I'm wearing and then just go from there. All of this is just rapid fire. I have been compiling a list for a few weeks for you guys, so let's get into it. What I'm going to be wearing this spring, I really want to wear more dresses. So I just placed a big Zara order of a bunch of dresses, and maybe I'll do like a little TikTok haul whenever it comes in, but I want to wear more dresses. They're just super easy to throw on during the day, and I go to a lot of work lunches with my boss, and I just feel like a dress is so easy. You don't have to think about it. Just throw it on, and I feel like dresses are also so cute for like whenever you're going out day drinking on Saturday with your friends. Like a dress is just super cute and effortless, and you can do cute sandals or like sneakers, whatever the vibe is. But I'm going to be wearing more dresses this spring. And then my going out formula for nighttime during the spring is a cute top, specifically a halter top. I wore this linen Reformation halter top so freaking much last spring and summer. So I went to Reformation the other day and they had it in a light pink color, which is like one of my favorite colors. So I obviously had to buy it. So a top like that, I feel like a halter top is super, super flattering. And I'm going to wear a top like that with some really nice, well-fitted jeans. A good tip is to get your denim tailored to your body. I feel like it totally changes the way that it looks on you and just like fits you so well. So with a perfectly tailored pair of jeans, I'm going to do a good top and a kitten heel. That's going to be my formula for going out during the spring. Could also wear a cute little dress, but I kind of like a kitten heel and jean moment. Okay. Next, beyond yoga sets, these are my favorite workout sets at the moment. Also Athleta, both of those brands, I've really been loving their stuff. Beyond Yoga just came out with super cute colors, and yeah, I just love Beyond Yoga. My favorite, especially their material is really good for heated classes. So if y'all do that, definitely look into Beyond Yoga. The two colors I'm going to be wearing, it's no secret that butter yellow is the color of the season. So I'm going to be wearing butter yellow. I bought these really cute wide leg butter yellow jeans from Zara. Super cute. I'm pretty sure they're still on their website. And then I'm also going to be wearing the color light blue. That is just like my all-time favorite color. And I feel like light blue looks so good with the tan, and I'm just super excited to be wearing light blue and happy that it is in this season. Okay, another trend I am wanting to participate in is the loafers, like the chunkier loafer with a back with some cute little frilly white socks with like shorts. I think that's the cutest little look. I saw Tory Burch had some really cute ones. I almost bought them. They were on sale at Nordstrom, but I didn't, and now I can't find them, and I'm regretting it. But I do want to get like a pair of chunkier loafers to wear with socks and wear those with like a little dress or shorts or a skirt. Another thing I'm going to be wearing is silk shorts and like a basic white tee combo. So the silk shorts that I just bought were the brand Lissette. I'm going to link them below. They are like a cream color and they're not super sheer. I feel like they're going to look, once again, so good with the tan and super comfortable and easy to throw on. I'm sure there are dupes, or not dupes, but I'm sure there's cheaper alternatives at like Zara and H&M of like a silky short. But I feel like I would be careful and like try them on because you don't want them to be sheer. And then again, you want a good crisp white tee. My favorite white tee is from COS, and I'll try to link it below. I have three of these shirts, and then I have them in black, gray, and white. Favorite, favorite, favorite shirt ever. And then going along with this look, I want to get a bunch of like dainty, pretty layered necklaces. Specifically, I want to get a nice, pretty gold lariat necklace. I literally love the way these look, which is like a ribbed white tank top or something. It just like really elevates the look. And I feel like it is so chic and so cute. So I want to get a lariat necklace and then just like layered necklaces in general. Next, I really need graphic tees to come back. I'm obsessed with a graphic tee. I literally wore one this weekend. It had a dirty martini on it. It was from Shop of the Mix. If she still has it on the website, I'll link it below. But I love graphic tees and I really want these to come back. I feel like they're already back, but I'm going to be wearing more graphic tees, specifically with this sequin mini skirt. Saw this really cute picture on Pinterest and I just really want to create that outfit, but love a sparkly mini skirt. My favorite. I don't have a specific sparkly mini skirt in mind, but just, you know, any. I think you could find one anywhere. I feel like H&M would have good ones. And then once again, the perfect denim. Be on the hunt for a good everyday pair of jeans that you can wear. I am obsessed with just a pair of jeans and like a once again, a cute white crisp t-shirt, skinny little belt, and then cute little ballet flats or kitten heels or sneakers, depending on the occasion. But I feel like this spring, I'm going to really hone in on like my casual, but like elevated basics. Moving along to things that I'm loving. So this spring, I've talked about it so many times, still loving grilling outside of my grill. I am obsessed with zucchini on the grill. And then I also make steak and it's just like the quickest, easiest dinner ever. So I'm obsessed with doing that. I love having my friends over and grilling. It's just like fun and it's an easy way to host. And I don't know, I just love it. I'm also loving pink blushes and lip colors now. I feel like during the fall and winter, I was really doing more like browns. But I'm switching to more pinkies. So I just ordered the Rode Blush and Piggy. Truly, the Rode Blushes live up to the hype. Like I have four or five colors now. And truly, they're the best blushes. They blend in so easily. They last. And I would totally recommend those. Next is I'm loving the Luxe Unfiltered Gradual Self-Tanner. I use the scent Santal. And I have been using this just until I get my base tan going because I tanned for the first time yesterday and got my first sunburn, which is really lovely. Anyways, loving just like a gradual self-tanning lotion that I can put on and wear during the day. And it's not like, you know, an actual self-tanner where I have to change my sheets and deal with that whole thing. So loving the Luxe Unfiltered. I'm also loving a solid core or Pilates class or like heated sculpt class 3 times a week at lunch. So I have a flexible work schedule, which is super, super nice. I'm very, very grateful for that I can go to a workout class in the middle of the day. So I've just found for me, it works better if I go at lunch and I've just been feeling so much better that I've been moving my body. And then going along with this, I've been walking my dog every day, which we ebb and flow. I'm sure all of you have heard about my foot saga, but like my feet always freaking hurt. So I can't go on these like crazy long walks with my friends because they always want to go like 4 miles and I truly cannot do that. So just walking in my neighborhood with Lulu has been really, really nice, getting out in the sun, and I feel like it's really like boosted my mood as well and hers as well. So loving that workout combo. Also have been loving Russian manicures. I have just been doing like the classic light pink short almond shape and it actually never fails me. My nails last like 5 weeks and they look good until the end. I literally only go to my nail place because they've gotten too long, not because they've chipped or popped off or anything. So I've just found that the Gel X works way better for me than like the S&S dip powder. So I am loving Russian manicures. Love my girl in Dallas. Also have been loving glowing up for the spring and summer. So I went to Sev, did my laser hair removal. I got a haircut. I chopped my hair off into my collarbone. And I feel like it just needed a good chop. And it looks so much healthier, way thicker than it did. And yeah, I'm just like happy about it. And then I also got Botox. So I do baby Botox, I guess, in my forehead, my Angry 11s. And then I always get a lip flip whenever I go get my Botox. And I feel like, I don't know, I like really noticed the lip flip and I'm really, really liking the way it looks. So yeah, that's what I've been doing I've been loving glowing up. Another thing I am loving Lola blankets. Obsessed with Lola blankets. If y'all have never felt these blankets, they have dupes on TikTok and I haven't tried those, but they run sales kind of a good bit. So I bought like three of the Lola blankets on sale. They were like 45% off. They are a bit pricier, but they're so worth it in my opinion. I've never had a blanket feel like this. And pro tip, if you do have a Lola and don't know how to wash it, I perfected it because Miss Lulu just, she's left her mark on my Lola blankets. So wash it on delicate, on cold, and then just air fluff it, like no heat when you dry it. Just do air fluff. It takes a bit, but just don't use heat on it. That's what ruins it. So yeah, loving Lola blankets. I'll have them linked below. Oh, the Lumi Glotion. That has been like my favorite makeup product that I have found. It's a drugstore. It's kind of like a thicker version of the Drunk Elephant bronzing drops. So I just wear it every day, the Lumi Glotion. I think I'm in shade medium. And I just do concealer, bronzer, and blush every day and just curl my lashes. And that's my everyday makeup routine. So loving the Lumi Glotion. And then last but not least, things I'm doing in spring. So I'm all about a Saturday sleigh. So the definition of a Saturday sleigh to me, like my ideal Saturday, wake up, maybe go to a workout class, maybe go on a walk or not, just like depending what, how I'm feeling that Saturday. And then after that, have a lunch reservation or go to lunch with your girlfriends, like be dressed cute, have your cutest pair of sunglasses on. And then from there, you can go like day drinking, shopping, really do whatever, but just like being cute with your friends is the vibe for a Saturday sleigh. And then if you make it to dinner, so be it. If not, have an early night and then you're in bed by like 9. It's a perfect Saturday sleigh. I love it. Another thing I want to do is go to the tulip picking farm in Dallas. I think it's like a little bit outside of Dallas, but I'm obsessed with tulips and they just charge you by the amount of stems you have. And then also going along with this, I want to go to the Arboretum. They're having the like Dallas Blooms Festival or something like that. The Arboretum is so pretty. If you guys have never been, I love it there. Like I really want to do like a little picnic situation or like go sit there and read alone. I feel like that would be so nice. Or like my friend could come and then have like a bottle of rosé and you can get little sandwiches at Eatsy's before or something and go for dinner. Like I feel like that would be the perfect little thing to do for in the springtime before it gets way too hot in Dallas. Also, I have been on Pinterest a lot. So I love Pinterest for like my outfit inspo, hosting, and just like home inspo is in general, but I wanted to have a master's party, still deciding if I want to do that. But I've loved like looking at all the like spring hosting themes. It's been so cute. So absolutely obsessed with Pinterest. I always have been, but like I've really gotten into it. Next is trying new restaurants, cocktail bars, and coffee shops. So many restaurants have opened in Dallas. It's actually insane, and I can't even keep up at this point. So I have like a running list and a shared note with some of my friends, and we just like constantly add places. So I really want to go to new restaurants. Also cocktail bars and like speakeasies. Again, so many have opened in Dallas, I actually can't keep up. And then same with coffee shops. I love finding new places to work. So going to a new coffee shop is always a vibe. It's kind of intimidating sometimes when you go to a new place to work. I don't know why, but like my home base is Sidell's Cafe. I'm always there. I worked outside there today and it was beautiful outside. Such a vibe. And then another thing I'm doing are more floral arrangements. I am obsessed with, I think her name is Ashley Page on TikTok. She makes the most beautiful floral arrangements, like just from Trader Joe's, nothing crazy expensive. And I really want to get into like flower arrangements because I always get flowers, but I'll always just do like one thing of tulips, one thing of hydrangeas. Like I'm never really mixing a bunch of different flowers together. So want to do that. But again, another thing I'm really wanting to do during the spring is hosting. So like I said, the master's party that I am tentatively having, or just like cute game nights. again, I'm not like a huge game person, but I want to get into like little like fun card games or something. I'm not a Mahjong girly. I went to a Mahjong event one time and just like, not gonna lie, I absolutely hated it. But I know you probably have to like give it a few tries, but I'm just not a Mahjong girl. No. So I need to find like a good game and have that and have all my friends over and like cook everyone dinner. Another thing going along with that, puzzles. I've been working on a Gray Malin puzzle. I'm like a Gray Malin puzzle enthusiast. I'm doing like a little Nantucket one right now because you guys know I love Nantucket. And it's like a little golden retriever. It's super cute. So I feel like puzzles are really good to help decompress. So I just will have like my TV show on in the background, or like Love Island's a good one because you don't really have to be like watching it the whole time per se. And yeah, I just love doing that. And then my last thing, which is like something you guys should try practicing as well. My best friend Libby and I have been doing this. We've been practicing the best day ever theory. And how this works is every day when you wake up, like when I'm brushing my teeth, getting ready for the day, I literally tell myself this is going to be the best day ever. I'm going to find my husband today. Every time I go out, I'm like, you guys, this is going to be the most fun night ever. And like when I wake up for work, I'm going to have a great work day. I'm going to crush it. Just like giving yourself pep talks and like truly having like a positive outlook on things has really made all the difference. Like, for example, today, it's Monday. I woke up this morning and I was like, okay, today's going to be a great freaking Monday. It's going to be so nice. Like, I'm going to find my husband. What happens? Literally, I texted my best friend Libby because I don't know what it is about the spring, but like it has all the hot men are like out and about and on the prowl. Okay, maybe not on the prowl, but like they're out and about. And a hub for them is Siddell's. So if you want to go find like a hot man, go sit at Siddell's at the cafe, get your computer outside, sit there and work, look really cute. Hot men will walk by. Now, I'm not going to say that they're like for sure going to talk to you because no one talked to me today, but like they were there. The springtime has like brought out these hot men. I'm just saying practicing like the best day ever theory has made all the difference in my day and my attitude and my mood. So you guys should really try it. But yeah, I feel like that was it. This was super rambly, but I'm excited I got to record this episode for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know if I missed anything. And I just am really excited. It's spring, if you can't tell from this episode. So yeah, I hope everyone has a fabulous week this week. And I'm going to try to be better for you guys about being more consistent with the pod, because I don't know, it's just been like, I've just been really busy with work. I really hate how when people say that, but I'm going to do better for you guys. And I need everyone to hold me accountable. So yeah. I hope everyone has a fabulous week, and I'll talk to you guys in my next episode. Be sure to follow me at Reeves_Lee on Instagram and TikTok. And also be sure to follow Spritz O'Clock on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Spritz O'Clock Podcast on both. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Bye.